Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Hi, it's Javi from the Home Care Agency.
Thanks, Javi. Please stay on the line.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, this is Javi calling you back from the Home Care Agency. Sorry, I think we got disconnected. Okay, how can I help you today?
I was trying to see how do I get by getting my dad and my mom on your guys' program.
Sure. Okay, so I can help you with that. So do you want to be their caregiver?
Yes, that's what we've been trying to do this for like about 2 years, matter of fact.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do they have Medicaid?
They have, I don't know if it's Medicaid or Medicare, but they do have insurance.
Okay, just hold on. Okay. So let me just check if they have Medicaid. Let me start with one, whichever one you choose, your mother or your father. I can check up here by their date of birth and their first and last name if they have Medicaid. So what is your mother's or father's first name?
Johnny, J-O-N-I-E, Williams.
Williams?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what is the date of birth?
Let me see. October the 8th,
1948. Mm-hmm. John, you said J-O-N-I-E?
J-O-N. It's supposed to be J-O-N-N-I-E, but somehow they keep forgetting his N, one of his N's.
So it's supposed to be two N's?
Yes, J-O-H-N-N-I-E.
Oh, H. Okay, I forgot that. Okay. And Williams is W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S?
Yep.
Okay, you said 10/08/1948?
Yep.
Okay, it doesn't show here that she has Medicaid. Maybe we try with the other patient first to see.
Clara Osborne.
What is the last
O-S-B-O-R-N.
O-S-B-O-R-N. R-N. What is the first name?
Clara, C-L-A-R-A.
A-R-A, Clara, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the date of birth?
3/22/53.
Let me see if we get that now. No, it doesn't show that they have. So, like, do they make...
So how do I get... No, they have Medicaid. Medicare, whatever that is, because they have Medicare.
Right, okay. So I'm just asking, like, maybe they can apply for Medicaid. Do they make more than $2,000 a month?
No.
Okay, no. So maybe I can give you, like, their phone number to call, like, the Medicaid, and you just check if they're eligible. Okay, so first let me give them both phone numbers, like, to try to call and see if they're eligible, okay?
Okay.
Okay, it's 573.
Hold on. Let me get a pill.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I can wait.
573.
751.
Mm-hmm.
3425.
Okay.
Okay, and the other number is 855.
Mm-hmm.
373.
Mm-hmm.
9994.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm giving you my direct phone number where you can call me back. My number is 314.
314.
501.
Oh, man.
2511.
Okay.
Yeah, my name is Javi.
Can you spell that for me?
C-H-A-V-I-E.
C-H-A-V-I-E. Okay.
Okay, so it might be that, okay, so, like, you can check with them, and can I follow up with you today? So sometimes what we do is, like, we take the patient's info, and then we can help them apply for Medicaid, like, once we have their,
yes.
Like, okay, so can I call you back? So should I call you back later, like, after you do the call with them, with Noel Smith?
Yes.
Or? Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Just hold on.
Thank
one moment.
You.
What is their zip code? Because I just want to check which area they live, because sometimes they don't approve, like, certain areas.
641-2726. 641-26.
Oh, Jackson County. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. We do approve that. Okay. Okay. So we'll be in touch. Okay.
Okay.
Take care.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.